Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Claire.
And today we're learning about polar bears and some facts that we did not know about them. Like, did you guys know that their fur isn't white?
Yeah, this is super surprising.
We're still in shock. Basically, their hairs are colorless, hollow tubes. And it's probably because of the reflection from the light. So it makes it look like they're white. Maybe from the snow, perhaps. That's what I'm thinking. Okay, another fact is they have a super strong sense of smell. They can smell seals from 32 kilometers away. That's really far.
Yeah.
So they have really, really, really good smell. They could probably smell you from far away as well. So be careful if you're going to go visit a polar bear in real life.
Don't go to the Arctic.
Yeah, I don't think any of us will go. It's too cold there and too far.
好，所以我们今天在讲，继续来讲北极熊啊。那北极熊就是在冰天雪地的地方嘛，那如果雪有点融化了，就会有点湿湿滑滑的。那所以湿滑的，它这个形容词呢，就会是 slippery。那我想问一下，室内拖其实跟这个字长得有点像诶，室内拖你应该家里都有吧？室内拖的英文怎么说呢？
Things you might not know about polar bears. Natural snowshoes.A polar bear's wide paws help them spread their weight and avoid sinking into soft snow or thin ice. The bottom of each paw is covered with small, rough bumps and a thin layer of fur. This helps polar bears grip slippery ice so that they won't fall.
Okay, let's look at today's article. Here's another fact about polar bears. Did you guys know they have...natural snowshoes. It says here, a polar bear's wide paws help them spread their weight and avoid sinking into soft snow or thin ice. So if you've ever walked on snow before, it's very difficult because you usually will kind of sink into the snow. You might slip. So that's why for humans, for people, if we are walking in the snow, we have to wear special shoes. We have to wear snowshoes. Mm-hmm. But for a polar bear,It's natural. They already have it on their paws.
Okay, 所以超可爱的北极熊呢，他们有宽大的脚掌 paws， 它可以帮助他们分散重量，那避免呢他们掉进松软的雪地啊，或是薄冰里，所以他们完全不需要就是特别的装备就有了。好，那补充一下哦，人的手掌会是 palms， 那脚掌会是 soles of feet， so we actually use different words.
Mm-hmm. Next it says, the bottom of each paw is covered with small rough bumps and a thin layer of fur. Okay, so if you look at a polar bear's little paw, so cute, they actually have these little rough bumps on them. When something is rough, it just means it's like, you know, it has an uneven or irregular surface. So it just means that it's not smooth, it's not leveled. These rough bumps kind of give off friction.So they don't slip as easily, right? Because ice is slippery, snow is slippery. If you have smooth shoes, you're definitely going to slip. You're going to slide so fast. Yeah. So that's why they need the bumps, these rough bumps to create friction so they don't slip.
好，所以我们刚刚呢知道他们的脚掌超级宽大的，可以让他们分散重量。那你想说，那这样防滑勒，他们也有就是自备哦。好，就是他们的脚掌底部呢都布满了 rough bumps， 它是粗糙的凸块，也就是脚掌呢自带止滑垫的概念呢、啊、然后还长了一层薄薄的毛。
Mm-hmm. Next it says here, this helps polar bears grip slippery ice so that they won't fall. So yeah, this is what I mean by friction. So, like I said, if you have very smooth shoes or if on your shoes or on your feet, there's nothing, no bumps or anything, it's very easy to slip on ice. So, these bumps kind of just help them kind of grip and hold on to the ice.
Right, 好，所以这边呢就会是看到形容词 slippery， 它就是湿滑的。那像这样子的特征呢，可以让他们紧抓的这个很湿滑的冰块。所以 grip 呢，它是一个动词，就是紧抓的意思，在某个物品的表面呢不打滑。
So you've been to like a you've seen snow before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been to, you know, snowy places. Have you ever slipped on ice before?
I have never.
Good.
Because I think I didn't really experience a very heavy snow. So it wasn't snowy to the point that there was ice. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I've only slipped on ice when I went snowboarding because maybe the snow melted a little bit and, I was on the snowboard, so I slipped while I was on the snowboard, and it really hurts.
Oh.
And it's very slippery, so yeah, you can imagine how how scary it is when you slip on the ice. It hurts, so yeah, I that's why polar bears need the they don't need smooth feet; they need bumpy feet.
Mm, so would you do that again after?
Actually, slipping? I think. I kind of got scared of snowboarding because you fall often. And I think now it really hurts when you fall. So my friends actually suggested that instead of snowboarding, you should try skiing because your feet are more free and, it's easier to control. So maybe I might try that next time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 好，那我们来看一下今天重点单字。首先呢，我们就有讲到那个polar bear 他们的脚掌是有粗糙的凸块嘛，所以就是粗糙的用 rough 这个单字形容词。好，那这个例句呢是想要跟大家说，就是不知道有没有去过那些很干燥的国家，其实台湾你会知道说跟很多国家比起来会就是很潮湿。那 so for example, after spending a month in France, Lily's face and hands felt dry and rough. 在法国待了一个月后， Lily 的脸呢跟手感觉又干又粗糙。所以如果你今天已经很习惯台湾的这个湿度跟天气的话，你可能去到很多比较冷啊比较干燥的国家就会有这样子的感觉。You feel like, oh, your face is not, as smooth as before anymore. 就是有点粗糙有点干燥。好，那下一个单字呢就会是 bump， 它是一个名词表示隆起或是凸块。好，所以 for example, 撞到的时候呢就会撞出一个大包嘛。I didn't see the low ceiling and ended up with a huge bump on my forehead. 我没有看到天花板很低，结果额头上撞出了一个大包。好，下一个单字会是 slippery， 它是一个形容词表示湿滑的。好，那刚刚呢在文章一开始之前有问你们室内拖怎么说，其实呢就是把 Y 去掉就是了，就是叫做 slipper， 好，它就是室内拖的意思，很实用。好，那再回来， slippery 是当湿滑的意思。 Be careful, the kitchen floor is very slippery because I just mopped it. 小心，厨房的地板很滑，因为我才刚拖完地。好，那今天的 language in focus 我们来看到的是连接词 so that 的句型。好，这个 so that 句型呢轻轻松松，这个连接词 so that 接在主要的子句后面，它是表达一个目的的从属子句。它有什么意思呢？就是有为了或是以便于点点点的意思。那它常与助动词 can, could, will, would 等等的助动词并用。那要小心的是 so that 前方不会使用逗号哦，而且 that 呢也可以是那个文章需求啊，予以省略。So for example, 那个文章我们有看到 This helps polar bears grip slippery ice so that they won't fall。好，那另外要注意的是，你可能之前有学过 so 点点点 that 点点点的句型，因为这两个是完全不同的意思哦。还记得我们刚那个so that 摆在一起的时候呢，它是为了以便于嘛，但是这边 so 后方呢，它会是加上形容词，然后 that 后方加名词子句，它是指太点点点以至于什么什么结果的意思。So for example, I was so hungry that I finished the meal in 10 minutes. 我超饿，以至于呢，我十分钟吃完整个餐了。
Moms make snow homes. In winter, a mother polar bear digs a den in the snow. She gives birth there and keeps her cubs warm and safe. Outside, temperatures can drop to minus 40 degrees Celsius. But inside the den, it stays close to 0 degrees Celsius. When the cubs are born, they are surprisingly small.Each one is only about 30 centimeters long and weighs around 500 grams. During this time, the mother does not eat for months. She lives off her body fat and feeds her cubs with her milk. When the cubs are strong enough, the family leaves the den together. As the world gets warmer and the Arctic ice melts, polar bears are losing their home. By learning more about them, we can find ways to protect these special animals.
Okay, let's continue reading and learn some more facts about polar bears. The next one says, moms make snow homes. Okay, how do they do that? It says here, in winter, a mother polar bear digs a den in the snow.
OK, 好，所以这边呢是说到冬天的时候，北极熊妈妈呢，他们会在雪地里挖一个洞穴，所以这个洞穴我们会叫它人，我们会是 home 啦，但是动物的巢穴啊，或是窝，我们会用 den, D-E-N 这个名词。
It's usually for like bears, rabbits, or foxes. They live in dens. Next it says here, she gives birth there and keeps her cubs warm and safe. Okay, so baby bears are basically called cubs. You can also call baby lions, tigers, raccoons, jaguars, and cheetahs cubs as well.
OK, 好，所以这个 cub 呢，它其实是很多种不同的动物的小时候的样子。所以比如说熊啊，熊的小时候，小狮子或者小狼，你就可以用 cub 来统称它们。
Yeah, so usually for like baby animals, instead of saying baby cats, baby dogs, baby cow, they have a specific name. So as we know, baby cats are called kittens. Baby dogs are called puppies. Yeah, baby cows, elephants, and whales are actually called calf. Okay. Baby deer are called fawn, F-A-W-N. Baby foxes and beavers are called kits. And then baby shark and seals, you know what they're called? It's really cute. They're also called pups as well.
Oh.
Yeah, so although a shark may seem scary, but a baby shark is called a pup. That's kind of cute.
I remember when I was in the US or in Europe, I saw calf on the menu and I was a bit confused because I think we didn't have that many, we don't really see calf at the restaurant menu.
Yeah.
Right? 就是吃小牛欸，他们就我们通常就是在餐厅不是点牛肉就牛肉嘛，不会还可以选哦 baby cow, calf.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you see on the menu, a specific name for that will be veal, V-E-A-L. And veal usually means the poor baby cow. So maybe the meat is more tender, less tough, I guess. But I don't think I've had veal before because I don't know. I feel bad, but I know we eat chicken and pork and other animals. So yeah, I try not to think about it too much. Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, outside, temperatures can drop to minus 40 degrees Celsius. But inside the den, it stays close to 0 degrees Celsius.
So well, that's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference because remember, they're outside. It's way below freezing level, minus 40 degrees Celsius. I don't think I would survive. But luckily, in their den, it's nice and cozy. Mama bear keeps them warm.
好，所以在他们的巢，他们的窝里面呢，比外面温暖了40度诶。
It says here, when the cubs are born, they are surprisingly small. I can imagine how cute they are. Kind of want to play with them. It says each one is only about 30 centimeters long and weighs around 500 grams. Wow. Oh, that's really light. It's super cute. I want to like cuddle and hold one now.
It's just like a teddy bear size.
I know. I want to give kisses. So cute.
好，所以这边的 weight 呢，它是动词，表示重量有多少公斤，或是多少公克，或是重点点点。好，所以这可能大家不知道，想说，500克，那这样成年的 polar bear 可以长到多少公斤呢？ So actually, adult males, they can weigh up to 700 kilograms, and for adult females, they can weigh up to 500, I think.
300 maybe? Yeah.
300, yeah.
Oh, that's still very, very heavy. Like, that's like maybe two or three refrigerators perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these little babies go from 500 grams to more than like 300 or more kilograms, depending if they're male or female. Mm. Oh, goodness. I really don't want one to attack me. Okay. So next it says here, during this time, the mother does not eat for months. Oh. Okay. But it's kind of normal. I think bears in general, they do this a lot anyway. They eat a lot. They hibernate, right?
他们冬眠, oh.
Yeah, and then they kind of store their food. So here it says in the article, she lives off her body fat and feeds her cubs with her milk. So I guess just like before hibernation, I think she goes off to, maybe the mom will go off and try to eat as much as she can mm-hmm. to gain more body fat. That way she can kind of stay in the den until the babies are ready to come out and she doesn't have to go out to hunt and eat.
嗯，好 ，so this is actually very smart. 他呢，就是会这个妈妈熊妈妈呢，他们会做什么事情呢 ？Live off， 它是指依靠某物过活，他就会用他身体的脂肪来去，就是来去产一些奶呀给他的小 baby 吃，然后他可以很长一段时间都不吃东西哦，不吃不喝，然后就是靠着他的那个身体的脂肪，
嗯。This is what moms do, right? The sacrifices mm-hmm. they make. It says, when the cubs are strong enough, the family leaves the den together.
Okay, so they can't hunt together now.
Yeah, so now like mom doesn't have, mom is probably very hungry too. She's like, yeah. Okay, time to get out. Okay, it says here, as the world gets warmer and the Arctic ice melts, polar bears are losing their home. So yeah, besides the ice melting, here are some other dangers that the polar bears face. Like they might have to deal with people drilling for oil or maybe for shipping. And I think polar bears are also dealing with, you know, finding less food to eat. Mm. Like to naturally hunt and eat because yeah. a lot of animals are dying and things like that. So it's a tough time being a polar bear, I think.
嗯，对，所以随着全球暖化，这个 the Arctic ice melts， 北极的冰层就渐渐一点一滴融化，那他们就正在失去他们的家。这我相信大家就很常会听到这样子的消息。
Yeah, like turn off the electricity, save the AC, or else you'll kill the polar bears or something. We hear that a lot. And the article says, by learning more about them, we can find ways to protect these special animals. Yeah, so overall, like, what do you think we can do to protect and save the polar bears' homes or maybe other animals that live in the Arctic?
So like you just said, we can try to reduce energy simply by switching off lights when not in use or setting the AC a bit long, higher, like 27. Don't set it around 16 or 17 is way too much. And this is because most of our electricity still comes from burning fossil fuels. And if we reduce our energy consumption, we can also reduce the demand for power plants that heat up the planet.
Yeah, I definitely think we need to look more into like sustainability and how we can switch away from fossil fuels and how we can reduce global warming because I think that's the main thing that even as us, as humans, we're also dealing with the consequences of that. So yes, please use less electricity. Don't be so wasteful.
And take public transportation. Yeah.
Yes.
好，那又到了重点单字的时间啦。首先看到 birth 呢，它是一个名词，表示出生或是出世。那大家都知道，你的生日叫做 birthday 嘛，它就是删掉了 day 之后就是这个字啦。好，那当你今天呢是在生小宝宝或是分娩的时候呢，你就可以用片语 give birth to somebody 或者 to something。So for example, the young couple was filled with joy after the birth of their first daughter. 这对年轻夫妇呢，在长女出生后充满了喜悦。好，那下一个单字会是 weigh 呢，它是一个动词，表示重量有或是有多重的意思。那它这个单字呢，有一个名词就是 weight， 字尾加了一个 t， 就变成你的体重或是重量了。好 ，so for example, how much does your suitcase weigh? It looks like it's over the limit. 这个出国的时候就要特别小心嘛，那个行李有没有超重啊？所以这句话的意思就在问说，你的行李箱有多重？看起来好像超重嘞。 好，下一个单字会是 melt。 melt 呢，它是一个动词，表示融化的意思。 So for example, the giant ice sculpture began to melt slowly under the hot sun. 巨大的冰雕呢，在烈日下开始慢慢的融化。那补充一下，这个 melt 呢，它其实在口语的时候也很常用，就我们中文不是也会说，哦，这也太可爱了吧，我心都融化了，也可以用这个字哦。 So for example, her heart began to melt when she saw the little puppy wagging its tail. 她看到小狗摇尾巴的时候呢，心都开始融化了。好，那接下来看到片语 live off something, 它是指依靠某物过活的意思。所以我们刚刚就有学到嘛，那个北极熊妈妈他们是靠着身体的那个脂肪来去过活好几个月不吃东西。好，那看一下例句。After quitting his job, he had to live off his savings for several months. 辞掉工作之后呢，他不得不靠存款过活了几个月。
You chat. All right, it's time now for our For You chat. And the question is, what do you like most about polar bears? We did learn a lot of interesting facts about them. I actually had no idea about a lot of them.
I think my favorite so far is their hidden color. Yeah, I would never guess that they're actually not white.
Yeah, I'm still kind of mind blown by that. Like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around it. I feel like...So that means that if we put them into like a grassy place, then they might turn green, perhaps? I don't know, but that's definitely really fascinating. I also like the fact that they have really strong noses and that they can smell something so far away. And the way that they hunt for the seals is something that I never knew, or like I didn't think it would be like that. So. Mm-hmm.And plus, I also like polar bears because they're really, really cute.
And also that the fact that the den, is very, very warm, like a lot warmer than, the environment itself. So it's quite cool.
So polar bears are amazing creatures and we definitely can try our best to, you know, save all these cute animals in the wild and in nature. Okay. So that's all that we have for today.
好，那今天的主题是不是很精彩啊？欢迎到空中家教和老师同学一起线上聊更多。
We'll see you soon. Bye. Bye.